Blue Diamond commercials air all over the world.
我喜欢吃 Blue Diamond 大杏儿。
Yeah, we don't smell the long Blue Diamond.
80% of California's almonds are exported. Conveyor belts carry millions of kernels through sorting machines in a giant processing plant in the western San Joaquin Valley near Newman, California.
So the almonds go in there.
Jim Jasper is the president of Stewart & Jasper Orchards.
We can speed this up, slow it down, we can have all
Last year, the facility hulled and shelled more than 40 million pounds of almonds, most of which are headed overseas. Harley Brinkman is a food technologist at one of the company's four gift shops.
I really like our new glazed snickerdoodle almonds and our blue cheese cracked pepper new seasoned almonds.
But even as product lines expand and prices soar, Jim Jasper worries about the plant's future. On a walk through his orchards, he points to his neighbor's property.
There's 80 acres of almonds up there straight ahead, or dead, and they didn't have any water.
He says in 50 years of farming, weathering many droughts, his anxiety level has never been so high.
I'm very, very leery of being able to produce a nice crop because of what the trees went through last year and what they're going to suffer this year.
Stressed groves are common through the dry, cracked Central Valley. Daniel Bays is a third-generation farmer in nearby Patterson. He's watering his almond trees with as little water as possible through deficit irrigation.
So instead of irrigating for your ideal crop, you'll cut that back, stress the tree a little more at certain times of the year. That impacts your crop the following year, but at least you can keep your orchards alive.
So each year that the drought goes by, the tree gets more stressed over time.
Yeah.
And he's irrigating with salty groundwater.
That salt load, the mineral load that we're putting on our trees, we're putting into our soil, reach a toxic level with the plant and start to have detrimental effects to the plants that we're growing.
For the second year in a row, Bays, like his neighbors, received a zero allocation from the Central Valley Project. In other words, he won't get any federal water from the Sierra. This year's snowpack was 5% of normal. Watering with groundwater in areas south of the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta not only withers orchards, it pollutes the environment.
What we call poison land that contain high levels of selenium, salt, boron, arsenic, and other toxic substances that become mobilized when they irrigate them, causing water pollution and wildlife hazards.
That's Tom Stokely. He's a water policy analyst with the California Water Impact Network.
Almonds use more water than all of the indoor residential usage in California, which is, you know, really a huge amount of water, especially when it's being exported.
He worries that the almond rush could lead to a resource imbalance.
One concern is that almonds might actually be able to outbid cities in water markets during extended droughts.
Stokely emphasizes that he's not against almonds. He's critical when they're grown in parched areas of the southern half of the Central Valley.
If California were really serious about the drought, it would ban the planting of permanent crops in areas where there's interruptible water supplies and groundwater overdraft.
But farmer Daniel Bays defends farming in the dry region because so many fruit, nut, and vegetable crops thrive south of the Delta.
Yes, we should be farming here. We have some of the best soils in the world. We have a Mediterranean climate, and there's a limited number of places in the world that have that type of climate.
Dry times illuminate tough trades. The almond industry fuels the state's economy with $11 billion. It employs more than 100,000 people. It also uses about 8% of the water consumed by humans in California. In Sacramento, I'm Leslie McClurg.